Christianity was to blame for all the modern horrors of capitalism and inauthentic living, not to mention the destruction of Atlantis. Alfred Rosenberg's Myth of the 20th Century, the second most important book in the Nazi canon, borrowed ideas wholesale from Blavatsky. Rosenberg lays out one Christian conspiracy after another. Before it could fully blossom, the joyous message of German mysticism was strangled by the anti-European church with all the means in its power, he insists. Like Blavatsky and Brown, he suggests the existence of secret gospels, which, had they not been concealed by the church, would debunk the counterfeit of the great image of Christ found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Christianity, writes Hitler in Mein Kampf, was not content with erecting an altar of its own. It had first to destroy the pagan altars. It was the advent of Christianity that first unleashed the spiritual terror upon the much freer ancient world. Large segments of the cultural left today subscribe to similar notions. For example, Wicca and paganism constitute the fastest-growing religion and religious category in America, with adherents numbering anywhere from 500,000 to 5 million, depending on whose numbers you accept. If you add New Age spirituality, the number of Americans involved in such avocations reaches 20 million and growing. Feminists in particular have co-opted Wicca as a religion perfectly suited to their politics. Gloria Steinem is rhapsodic about the superior political and spiritual qualities of pre-Christian and matriarchal paganism. In Revolution from Within, she laments in all earnestness the killing of 9 million women healers and other pagan or non-conforming women during the centuries of changeover to Christianity. The SS chief, Heinrich Himmler, was convinced that the anti-witch craze was an anti-German plot, concocted in large part by the Catholic Church. The witch hunting cost the German people hundreds of thousands of mothers and women cruelly tortured and executed. He dedicated considerable resources for the SS to investigate the witch hunts and prove they were attempts to crush Aryan civilization and the true German faith. The SS put together what amounted to their own X-Files unit, dubbed Special Unit H for Hexen or Witches, to ferret out the truth of over 33,000 cases of witch burning in countries as far away as India and Mexico. Indeed, most of the founders of National Socialism would be far more comfortable talking witchcraft and astrology with a bunch of crystal-worshipping vegans than attending a church social. Consider the Thule Society, named after a supposed lost race of northern peoples hinted at in ancient Greek texts. The society was founded as the Munich chapter of the German Order, and while its occult and theosophical doctrines were nominally central to its charter, the glue that held it together was racist anti-Semitism.